The ballots are haunted. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 1 week left in the campaign, and the final week is always a special week. It's a week when you get strange calls from famous politicians who sound like they know you, a week when sordid allegations mysteriously appear, when campaign signs selectively disappear, and this year, something new. Ghosts! The election is being haunted by invisible candidates, candidates whose names are not on the ballot, but whose ectoplasm floats just above it. The Democrats have spent at least a year projecting George Bush's soul into Republican candidates, and now it is his turn to unleash the undead.
Their approach comes down to this. The terrorists win and America loses.
The terrorists, yes. Even though we've been staying there so they don't follow us here, they have followed us here anyway. The president has conjured terrorist ectoplasm to drizzle itself onto the ballot.
The Democrat goal is to get out of Iraq. The Republican goal is to win in Iraq.
Did the Democrats really think it was going to be this easy? Did anybody really think that the terrorists weren't watching? Did anybody really think the terrorists somehow did not know about Election Day?
My belief that they're very sensitive to the fact that we've got an election schedule.
You bet they're sensitive. And their bleached and bony yet ethereal fingers are ready. Ready for you, dear voter. Ready to grab your wrist and pull your pencil to the left unless you resist. The good news is, we still have a week. It's not too late to seal up the polling places with wet towels. It's not too late to realize they see you when you're sleeping. They know when you're awake. Except for that, it's a free country, so vote as you like. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.